NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
Temperature okay. My battery is good. Antenna is locked on Earth.
This may indeed be the voice of the future, coming from an interplanetary probe as it hurtles through the dark void of space toward its destination, taking care of itself with little reliance on ground operators back on Earth. This is but one of a series of innovations to be spurred by a new NASA program, as futuristic as its very name, New Millennium. Mary Kiza is Assistant Associate Administrator for Technology in NASA's Office of Space Science. She details some of the more weighty issues about the New Millennium effort.
We've had the Galileo and the Cassini-class spacecraft, which are thousands of kilograms. More recently, we're preparing to launch smaller spacecraft on the order of 250 kilograms. New Millennium is going to push that even further still and get to the 50-kilogram and hopefully into the tens of kilogram range for spacecraft. What you want to do is make the spacecraft smaller but more powerful at the same time in terms of their capabilities.
Shrinking spacecraft down in size and weight will take advantage of the true revolution that is now underway, not only in microelectronics but also in micro devices, such as sensors, scientific instruments, or say a transponder that broadcasts a signal from a spacecraft.
Typically today you'd be looking at a transponder that, even on the smaller ones that are on a shoebox size, and they may weigh 12 kilograms. What we'd like to get that down to is matchbox size and equivalently bring down the weight as well.
And just how far can the micro revolution take us? NASA's Mary Kiza speculates.
In the long term, we'd like to see perhaps a spacecraft on a chip. You've got the electronics and you've got the detector all on a single chip.
Making spacecraft smaller, yet as or more capable than today's spacecraft, also means using smaller launch vehicles, another dollar savings. That translates into a new way of doing space exploration, as Kiza explains.
In this new paradigm, we may be sending out networks or constellations of spacecraft. For example, in very small landers that we might put on the surface of Mars. And those very small landers would transmit the data that they're collecting about the pressure, about the temperature, about the atmosphere of Mars, and send that back to a mothership that's orbiting Mars. And our ability to make those very small and very compact allows us to scatter a very large number over a surface and better characterize that particular area of the local environment.
By drawing from the well of New Millennium technologies, a revolution in our ability to gather data about the Earth and other worlds is possible. Remember that talking spacecraft taking care of itself? It's a little like HAL, the computerized companion in the movie epic 2001, A Space Odyssey.
It might send a message to a limited ground crew every few days or so. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. Or, I had a problem, but I've resolved that, so you don't have to worry about it. And so that limits the amount of manpower or person power that you would need to have on the ground, keeping an eye on that spacecraft. You know, you might compare it to a patient and a doctor. You know, if a patient is healthy, normally he doesn't have to have a doctor sitting right by his side every minute of the day. He only needs to have that medical help when he's got a problem, when he's got an emergency, or perhaps when he needs an annual checkup.
Spacecraft carrying New Millennium technology are expected to be launched starting in late 1997 or early 1998. A partnership between NASA, other federal agencies, industry, and academia. New Millennium promises to be a revolutionary step today for building space vehicles for 21st century exploration.
We need to be able to open our minds to entirely new paradigms of how we might conduct scientific exploration in the future, and that's often hard to do, to just think of a totally different way of doing things that you had never thought of before. But it opens up new concepts, new ways of doing business that may in fact be much more effective and much less costly.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.